Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sateria, and how can I assist you today?
I just have a couple questions, please.
Okay.
I was going over my checking account, and I seen there was money taken out of it, and I have no idea. I mean, this is the number that showed up on my screen.
Can I be right with you? Can I get your zip code?
45895. I just have a question. I don't like giving out all this information because I don't know if this is up and up, or I just like to know if I spent that money somewhere. If I did, you know, my memory might be bad or something. Who would I have spent this money on? What company or whatever?
Okay, so I will need to explain to you with your account up. I don't have your account up, so I won't be able to give out any information because I don't know what is going on.
Well, do you understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah, I do understand, but I'm not asking you for information. That I'm asking you for valid information. I'm just asking what's your name so we can get your account up to see what you've been charged for, and, you know, to make sure that if you're in a monthly charge, I can give you that information as well, if you're being billed monthly. But if you can't provide me any of that information, I won't be able to assist you. I do understand where you're coming from, but I'm just getting valid information from you so that we can get the account pulled up.
Well, you're going to have my zip code. You're going to have my name. You got my telephone number.
I know, but I just need your name to verify the account. If you have been charged with something.
Okay, here we go. Robert Patton.
Okay, Mr. Robert, I do see an account with Mr. Robert Patton. And just for security purposes, can you verify your address for me?
No, I've given you my name. I've given you.
I mean, well, the address is right here. I just need you to verify it.
You tell me what it is, and I'll tell you if it's right or not.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Well, I have 925 West Auglaize Street. I can't pronounce
Auglaize
that.
Street. You're right. You're right. Okay.
Okay. So, yes, sir. I do have on May the 2nd of 2022, $5.74 for a tackle bag.
Okay. I'm talking about $67.32.
Okay, so with that being said, when you got that tackle bag, it enrolled you in a membership, and that membership cost you $67.32, and it's a monthly fee.
A membership?
Yes, sir.
To what?
It's a membership fee for a Factory Direct savings store. The tackle bag was just a gift to welcome you into the membership, but you will get $125 in a gift card for this month. Each month you will get it because you are paying for what's really like a discount. And it's an online web store. You will use that $125 gift card to purchase items on the online web store each month
you
with that $125. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Let me explain to you how this all come about.
Okay.
I just spent a pretty good bunch of money at Home Depot.
Wow.
Home Depot just sent me something to rate Home Depot. And if I would rate Home Depot, then they would let me pick one of these little prizes.
Right. I gotcha.
Yeah. And I didn't join up for anybody. I was just trying to, you know, tell Home Depot how good a job they done and everything. And here I'm stuck for $67 a month.
Okay. Well, I definitely can go ahead and get you counsel for today. So you will not be billed again. Would that be okay?
You can cancel that?
Yeah, I can cancel your subscription for you. So you won't be billed anymore.
Well, and I can't get my $67 back.
No, I can see if I can get your 35% refund due to the charges being valid.
Wow.
But
boy, they
let
sure
me
hooked
see.
Me there.
Let me see what I can do.
I'm definitely going back to Home Depot, and I mean, I've been one of their loyal customers for years, and I'm going, if I have to go to the home office or whatever, I'm going to, you know, explain to them what went on and
yes.
how I got into this. I have no idea.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm gonna go ahead and board the charge for you, okay?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Okay, so the order was voided successfully. Okay, so the order was voided successfully. And your cancellation number will be C as in Charlie.
Wait just a minute. Okay.
C as in Charlie 2600 7210
Okay.
Okay. And my name
and
is Sateri. My name is Sateria.
Yeah. How do I spell that?
My name would be Sateria.
Okay.
All righty. That money won't be back into your account until 3 to 5 business days. Thank you guys for calling in the customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you very much. I appreciate this.
You're welcome.
Bye.